Hey everybody, today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you will get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co, podgo.co, and be sure to add our show to the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. As always, thanks again for listening. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
Talking about psychedelics, though, there's an index fund or mutual fund, maybe, but it's based out of Canada, and they're investing in companies who are using psychedelics to test out different medicinal purposes for psychedelics.
Oh yeah,
like treating PTSD.
I was going to say PTSD, depression and stuff like that. Micro doses of psilocybin and stuff, and even some MDMA have been. There are studies, at least, that support the idea of it being not just good for you, but like ridiculously good for you.
Yeah. And I wanted to invest in that mutual fund, but like it's based out of Canada, so.
Right.
So who knows?
No dice.
Yeah.
Wow. This really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
And we have sound.
Oh, there we go.
Mic check.
Here we are.
What? We can just jump right in because I can throw
it. I said what in the butt. I said what.
Who sang that?
I think that's from South Park.
It's from a YouTube video. I don't remember the dude's
name. Maybe that's what it is.
It was
that's where South Park.
Josh Childers, original Basement Boys co-host, introduced me to that way back a long forever ago. Gosh, that was about like 13 years ago.
He's a really
eons.
Really, really effete. Is that the word I'm looking for? Very feminine. Kind of black guy.
African American guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black guy. Either way.
I really wanted to put it in the butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, I'm not going to find the clip because
I've never
put on some sort of list at this point in this climate.
I always just think of Butters. I'm with Bruno.
What in the Butters?
But Butters is the one from South Park who sings it. And
like that sing from last time in Paris where he puts the butter in there.
So you want to do it in the butt? Okay.
That's right. So anyway, welcome to the Time Spent Poorly Show. Hello. I'm your host, Eduardo. Over to my left, I have to learn my rights and lefts every time I have to hold up my hand like this. Like this.
Lose for loser.
Exactly, yeah. I gotta kind of shift my camera so that I'm a little.
So you're not conveniently.
So I'm just not in the corner.
In the corner of the frame.
Yeah. And over to Huds' left is. Did I introduce Huds or did I?
You did.
Okay. Yeah. And over to Huds' left is Brother Ron, returning from a brief hiatus.
A little hiatus.
And we have Bruno. Welcoming Bruno to the show one more, well, not one more time, but again.
And there was much rejoicing.
Oh, yes.
Boy, mates.
We love ourselves some Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
A little Bruno action. I wanted
Glad to
ask
you back on, guys. Always a fun time.
It is.
What it's else? Not do we absurdly have? Late for you this time either.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not as late. It's only 9:30 right now.
That's true. Yeah, you have that 3-hour jog from
you guys.
Jersey. Yeah, we still our sun's still out. We're
still daylight out.
That's
there.
Sun peeking in behind Ron there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Giving me that glorious, almost like Christ-like halo effect. Yeah.
Nice.
So
dark as night here.
It's because it's night there.
Correct.
How are you liking the Belgian ale there, Ron?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, you haven't tried it yet?
I just poured it.
So I've got two new brews on deck.
Yeah.
That Ron has not tried before. That we have the Belgian ale, and then after that, I've got a Heffy in the fridge.
Oh.
Or multiple Heffies, but.
More than likely, I'll only have the one. I'm not
a red guy.
My stomach is not. My digestive tract is not.
You want to talk about that?
Not in great detail, no, but I'm going to see the fine folks at, what is it, Clearwater Gastroenterology?
Yeah.
On the 21st, next week.
Is that on the 17th?
Yeah. They sent me a bunch of paperwork in the mail that I got today that I have to fill out before I go see them, but basically to not go into the horrible details that nobody wants to know. If you averaged out, like, there's been a couple days where I haven't puked at all, but if you average it out over the past 3 weeks, I'm throwing up about once or twice a day, every day.
Dude, that's not good.
I've been to the doctor several times, and they have a couple ideas of what it might be, but nobody's 100%.
Is it a remedy type thing? There's no concern of, like, cancer or anything like that?
Not that anybody's said.
He's
like, no, I'm scared. Now I'm freaked out. Thanks, Ward.
Ass cancer sucks.
That's good.
You like it?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that's good. Cancer?
Bleeding.
No,
so I've heard.
I would definitely prefer it not be ass cancer, but anyway, long story short, my guts are not all right and have been not all right for a minute or two, and so my doctor,
some bacteria imbalance.
That was actually one of the things they had me do. Like, hi Tori,
the poop swab.
They checked me for like 4 different bacteria. In my gut, there was like shit I hadn't even ever
like
heard
the little
of.
Well, like that little fish that swims up your pee stream if you pee in the Amazon or something.
Yeah,
is that
only it went in his asshole?
Yeah,
yeah. What are you doing?
But
pooping in the river?
I'm my guts aren't digesting things the way that they're supposed to, and so
mine either. They just keep putting more and more on my stomach.
Yeah,
like it's not supposed to do that.
Today actually hasn't. I made it all the way until. About 5:30 today.
Before you took your ritual
today,
vomit.
I don't feel too bad right now. But I also took my medicine after I threw up, and I took about 3 Tums right before I picked Huds up. So yeah.
Have you changed your diet at all recently or anything?
You mean like prior to this, or like during? Because during my
prior diet, or during
no prior not really at all during it's really genuinely been like I was telling my sister most of what I eat is pretty small portions because if I eat very much I kind of gets upset and I just don't eat.
Hi Mara.
I mean maybe it's whatever you're eating, I don't know.
Right now, my doctor is leaning towards what you had said. Some kind of a bacterial. I got something. I've either got something in there that's not supposed to be there, or I've got like too much or not enough of something. In there, but
do they want to give you a poop transplant?
God, I hope not.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
Yeah, a poop transplant.
Oh, is that a thing?
That is totally a thing.
Is that like a gut flora thing?
So
they're gonna inject you.
I do have Tori, and Tori will appreciate this because she was the one I was having the conversation with about it. But no, the poop transplant is a real thing. They take healthy, like bacteria,
gut flora,
poop, and they just goes in the outdoor.
They stick it up there. Well, what if that whoever's healthy poop they stick up there?
Is it like an organ
changes your
thing
DNA
where your body can reject
and then
poop? He's rejecting the shit.
Start growing a third nipple or something.
But I don't know that I've ever talked about it on the show before, but for my, was it my 30?
You have a poop donor.
33rd? 32nd birthday to myself, I believe it was my 32nd birthday. I got a vasectomy. That was my birthday present to myself, was the knowledge that I was never going to have to raise any more children.
Mine was after that, but I did do a vasectomy in my 30s, and I did it wrong.
Yeah, well, like you did it yourself? Like, yeah, no, I can do this. Fucking...
Mara punched me in the balls last night. That's as close as I've gotten.
You're supposed to... they strongly encourage you wear a jock strap or something to support your...
Gonads?
Your bag.
Oh,
when
like
you're when
post,
you're done.
Post-op, yeah.
Post-op.
Yeah.
And I was... And because of the medication and stuff that they give you and the everything, I was like, after... Like, the day after, I felt like I was like, good to go. Out on the town, just going around.
I listened to my doctor.
Hanging loose.
The day after, and you're going to feel like you can get up and do things, and that is the last fucking thing you want to do.
Oh, they didn't give me that. Like, they're just like,
oh, really?
Hey, just take it easy. Yeah.
Oh, no, he was super, he told me, for the first day of the surgery, you're not going to want to do anything. Like, you're going to be uncomfortable. But the day after, you're going to have some pain pills and you're going to be, you're going to be like, you know, I don't need to just stay confined to this chair for the next 24 to 48 hours. He's like, you do. You really do.
Yeah,
and trust
it's
me.
True. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I had to go back to the doctor to have it checked out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got like a bit of a thing going on.
Yeah. See,
I know
some swelling.
Both your testicles than I ever wanted to.
Well, so anyway, Tori, the gal that was mentioned, was talking earlier, my girlfriend, she has this really hilariously irrational fear that she's like, you know, they can, the little clip thing can come undone. They can, which, spoiler alert, that's not how they
Jurassic Park's its way back together.
They use like, essentially like lasers, like fucking heat lasers to sever your vas deferens. They don't just like put a fucking clamp on it so that it doesn't work that
No, it's a part, but sometimes they do this thing where
they do.
And it reconnects.
It's a very, very low possibility of it happening, but it is a thing that can happen, and they do talk to you about it. It's one of the reasons why, and now I'll actually get to the hilarious and prescient point of the story. Now that we've all talked about my balls for 3 minutes,
we talked about mine
too. She kept telling me, she was like, you need to go in and see them and just have them make sure it's been several years, have them make sure that your swimmers still don't swim, yada, yada. And I'm like, no, trust me. Like I'm not good at a lot of things in my life, but I am very, very good at getting ladies pregnant.
plus I'm having puke periods
and so I was like, if my swimmers were swimming, you'd already be knocked up. And I made the comment to her, and this was, I don't know. She could probably chime in. It's probably a month, maybe 2 months ago. We were having this conversation, and I told her very pointedly, I was like, you have no idea how awkward and strange it is to go into the doctor's office, even though it's normal for them because they deal with it every day. But you walk in with a little bag. And inside that little brown bag is a little plastic cup, and inside that little plastic cup, and as I was explaining to her, I was like, the reason that it is uncomfortable is it's not like a stool sample where it's like, oh, everybody poops, and yeah, you have to handle your poop and you know whatever, but it's like there's a sense of shame,
right? Because you just got done using your hand.
You hand the bag to the person on the other side of the counter, like, yeah, I made this. I worked for this
not very long ago.
because
I need to get it down here. I was told I had to hurry.
So we're talking about this. this, and I'm like, I'm telling you, my swimmers don't swim, and I am not going to subject myself to another round of humiliation of having to hand some poor woman.
They wanted
a bag
me
of
to do it. They wanted me to do it twice.
I did it twice.
I did it once.
I did and it twice just to make sure.
Yeah, I skipped the second one. I was like,
and
good,
I shit you not, I said to her straight in the fucking face, not 2 weeks before I wound up having to provide a stool sample, a couple, I would happily shit and provide stool samples to doctors in the future if it meant that I never had to hand somebody a cup of my jizz ever again. And then here I was, like 3 weeks later.
Because it's a big, vast difference.
God damn it. I set my... So the real culprit of all of this was my hubris. And that's the reason why my stomach is all fucked up right now. Because I had to be, I don't want to hand people my jizz.
You get some jizz and you get some jizz and everybody
right, yeah.
gets some jizz.
It would be really fun to go in there with like three bags and just walk up to all the people and be like, you want one too? Just to see what they do.
This took a couple days, but
see what they do.
Some of it's viable, some probably not.
Shot.
Right?
Everybody.
So, Huds, anything new with you?
Yeah, what's new?
Nothing. I got punched in the nuts by a 2-year-old yesterday.
Oh, did you?
That was fun.
Oh, man.
Are we still talking? Bruno, what about your testicles? Now we've talked about
them.
I mean, I got a soccer ball to them about 2 weeks ago.
Ouch.
That was pretty painful.
Do you play soccer?
I do.
Or were you just, like, fucking around?
No. Yeah, it's like a Sunday league, you know, with a bunch of guys just
like my hockey
soccer.
League. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
He was walking past a boys and girls club and just took one of the nets.
Right.
Oh, I got one.
Playing, I was just standing in the bleachers and just no. Yes,
I took one hard in the head cool. just walking by kids playing on the and like big kids too, like high school age kids playing. And I was walking by the net, and it just came and like hit me right in the face.
Ouch!
And they're like, "Oh, man, are you okay?" I'm like,
"Wait,
yeah,
soccer ball,
yeah,
yeah."
When you're not prepared for it,
no, I'm not. I might never.
I was dazed. Yeah,
not as bad as a puck, though.
No, I've taken a puck to the gut a couple times, and
I'll bet that does not feel good.
I took one to. The side of my shin the other day. Oh, I can still feel it.
Oh,
like,
that sounds painful.
So is that your left testicle?
Yeah.
He's pointing down at the end of his leg near his ankle.
No, I took one to the side of my shin the other day, and right where there's no padding.
There's no meat there.
Yeah, and the
just
boot wasn't there either.
Straight bone.
Yeah. And the guy was like, oh man, I thought I had like he thought he was clear when he did it, and then my big stupid leg put itself right in its course. I blame myself. I'm the idiot out there squirming around on the ice. Tori says I'm behind
because
it's buffering. But yes, vasectomies fail
very, very, very infrequently. So. Finds a way.
Yeah. Like Goldblum quote.
What's new with you, Bruno? Outside of getting assailed by soccer balls.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just the life. Tomorrow's my last day on this production I've been on, that Disney Hulu show.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So then I'm gonna take about a week off, and then I may go on to Wu-Tang season 2 or season 3, whatever the latest season is.
What what series or what channel is that on?
It's also Disney Hulu, funny enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe. You know what? Now I'm not even sure.
Do they tell you what kind of haircut you can have like they do at the park? I was watching a video the
thing?
Other day. Yeah.
Really?
There's like 3 authorized haircuts for Disney employees at the park.
Oh, the employees.
I'll be damned.
No, they don't. They don't say anything like that. But yeah, it is. I just confirmed. It's Disney Hulu as well. And that's shooting in Jersey, which is great for me. I don't have to travel
across
the bridges and tunnels into New York.
So how deep into Jersey are you? Are you like...
I'm about a third of the way towards PA. So if you come out of the south part of Manhattan, which is the Holland Tunnel, I'm literally straight shot west of that, a third of the way into Jersey. So it's like what, 20 minutes? Not bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I mean, you know, no traffic.
Right. Well, yeah.
Some days it's 15
minutes. Exactly. And it's weird because I've started noticing traffic is starting picking to go back to things what it was.
Yeah.
Pre-pandy.
Yeah.
Pre-pandy levels.
It's been surprising to me how much I've seen that kind of shift just in the last week or two.
Yeah.
And yet I saw a thing on the news last night that they were running. I wasn't listening because it was muted. It was in the restaurant. It was just going, but the ticker along the bottom of it flashes up. And the first thing that flashes up says, over 50% of the adult population in the United States has now been vaccinated. And that was up there for a second. And then that went down. And then the next one came up and it said, several counties in the state of Washington have moved back to phase two because there's been a 10% spike in COVID cases.
That's like, what the fuck? I don't know how we're having spikes when over 50% of the country is vaccinated. How is that sure what, like, it's this.
I don't think it's 50. I think we're at like 30. Maybe, you know what it was? I think 20 or 30 have the double vax and 50 only have the one shot so far.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Speaking of the Viv.
I mean, New York City was mobbed on Saturday. I was filming on Saturday, Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people out.
Huh.
I was pretty surprised.
That's good. Because when the
things are returning. They're returning back to normal.
Yeah.
The rest of us can go back to normal.
Yep.
But there was a Wall Street Journal article today about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is causing massive blood clotting.
I heard about that.
Okay, so
last... I was going to mention it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, don't fucking get the Johnson & Johnson. If you're going to get it, don't get that one.
Well, and that was the one I was looking at initially because I was like, one and done.
One shot, one kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... no, because
it's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's all good. Yeah, it'll get me good. No, I put myself on a list, or I did the registration for the vaccine the other day because I've been getting just a lot of family members. When are you going to get the vaccine? Why aren't you going to get the vaccine? And I've never said I wasn't. I just always have been kind of vague about my intentions.
I was thinking about that. I haven't had a single person ask me.
Well, you probably...
I don't hang around with a lot of cowards, though.
But I don't hang around with a lot of people in general, but...
No, it's like I saw my grandma and stuff, and it's fewer people. It's more me in my own head about it.
Yeah.
And so then I'll talk to people, and like I have a coworker that keeps bringing it up, and I'm like, well, I registered. I put myself on the list. Well, why don't you call? Well, because I'm going to leave it in their hands.
Sounds like peer pressure. Like,
yeah, no shit.
Back off.
So, but I put myself on the list, and a guy from Grangeville called me and was like, hey, we got your vaccine up here in Grangeville. Want to come get it? And I'm like, no. I don't want to drive an hour and a half out of my way.
No, thanks.
Because that's like a 3-hour excursion two times if I'm getting two vaccines.
Yeah, man.
So I said, I'll wait for someone locally to call me. No one locally has called me yet. So I probably will have to break down and call at some point somebody, but I don't know.
You're a no, right, Huts?
I'm a definite no, yeah.
Yeah, same here. Unless it's like super mandated and I can't get around it for some reason. But
that's really where my... where my headspace is. But as we start to... Like, I feel like at some point I'm going to run up against it somewhere.
I don't
think that they're going to start mandating it somewhere?
No. I think that as things continue to return to a more normal space.
2 weeks ago, they were talking about wanting people, are people doing annual boosters for the next 10 years.
Because nobody knows what the fuck they're doing, which is exactly why you shouldn't get it right
Moderna's
now.
Moderna's never had anything officially approved by the FDA. Johnson & Johnson's been putting asbestos in talcum powder for years.
It's, right.
I don't trust any of these people.
I will,
dick pills.
I will draw a ration of shit from the very progressive, democratic-minded people of my generation who...
I'm sorry, Chris.
Like, that's all right. I thought I sounded funny.
It's so dangerous to not be vaccinated and blah, blah, you know.
So the first part of this show, Huds has been very subdued sounding, and I apologize for that. His mic was totally down.
He had the button on. I was muted. Damn the man.
But this has been my opinion about the vaccine from day one. If we were dealing with something that, like, turned your insides into liquid shit and was, like, black plague status... Absolutely, man. Sign me the fuck up. Vaccinate me. Would be number one in line.
Yeah, you can inject that into my ball bag. But I don't care.
I don't even get the flu vaccine.
Nope.
No, I don't.
And it's been around for a long time. I get vaccinated for, the stuff that they vaccinated me for when I was a kid.
Polio.
Like fucking polio and real. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people have died from COVID, but I don't buy into it. And
there's a lot of people that have died from COVID have a lot of other conditions that were prevailing to begin with.
A lot of white people in this country who don't seem to remember the Tuskegee experiments for one. And just like,
What is it? The what?
The Tuskegee experiments.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, Tuskegee. Dude, they made a movie about it.
With Cuba.
It's about, wasn't it syphilis? Isn't that what they were trying to
They were keep studying people safe syphilis.
They were studying syphilis, and they took these black soldiers and used them as essential, like, guinea pigs of, like, yeah, no, we don't know what this stuff's going to do, but it might do this, so here, try it.
And they gave them a placebo.
Yeah.
And let it go to work on their brains.
Yeah.
And
holy shit.
Yeah.
Syphilis, late-stage syphilis is awful.
Scary shit.
Like, it goes from, like, messing with your junk to... like devouring
full
your
blown
brain,
destroying your brain. Yeah.
And it's,
wow.
It's awful.
I don't know. If 5 years from now, the vaccine is as regular of a thing as you see the flu vaccine being and stuff, maybe I'll reevaluate my opinion on it a little bit. But as it stands right now, unless somebody puts a gun to my head and tells me I have to get it, I'm good. I already had COVID last year. And
I'm pretty sure I had it already.
Next week is a year since I had it.
I have felt
Mara and I had brown shit coming out of our face for a couple of days. And
with my tummy stuff that's going on the last several weeks, I have felt substantially worse on a daily basis than I ever felt when I had COVID.
Yeah.
So
99.7% survival rate.
I don't know.
And I'm sorry for that 0.3% that didn't make it, that got it.
Nobody wants their grandma or their kid or their brother to be part of that small percentage.
But
nobody
this
does.
Whole thing has been absurd. Like, you can't shut down everybody because of a few sick people. Like, if you're at risk, susceptible, symptomatic or scared, then stay home and let everybody else get on with their life.
If the people are afraid to go to the store because of contacting other humans, you don't close the fucking store.
Yeah, just tell those people to go to the store.
There's curbside pickup. You can have your sister go to the store for you. Because when it was in my house and we were quarantined, quote unquote, and couldn't go anywhere, that's what we did. Hey, call my sister up. Hey, when you're out and about, next time that you go to the grocery store, will you grab this, this, and this for us, and then just drop it off on your way because we can't go to the grocery store. It's not, and it was only for, 10, 14 days or whatever, but it's not like the whole fucking world came crashing down and we had no idea what to do or how to live or
No, I'm convinced that it was.
It felt that way, though, for a little bit.
It did.
Yeah.
And at first, I almost bought into it. I was like, this could be a big thing. This could be a problem. And it didn't end up being a problem for real. Like they were given nursing homes that had deaths like $36,500 for every person who died. So of course they're going to say everybody died of COVID. And then, did you see that thing about Ireland? Some study group called up a bunch of places and said, if you're found misreporting COVID deaths, because it is a big money thing, you can be prosecuted. And so they reevaluated, and it went from like 900 deaths down to like 46. Hmm. Oh, weird. Wow. Weird how the numbers change when people think they might actually be in trouble for fucking lying.
I don't doubt that one bit. I don't know.
There were less than 3,000 cases of the flu last year.
With the,
wow,
the
COVID stopped the flu.
Dude,
weird.
I have as I was alluding to them earlier, these very young pro. They all have so many similarities. They're all pro Bernie Sanders. They're all super duper Democratic. I don't know. They all have these really really big commonalities between them. And I was looking at an interaction between two of them on Facebook the other day, and one of them had the fucking gall to be like, yeah, man, I'm probably going to wear a mask everywhere that I go now. I never got sick at all last year. No shit, you didn't get sick. You know how hard it is to get sick if you don't leave your fucking house and never interact with another human being whatsoever?
Yeah, I didn't either.
Have you heard of the fucking boy that lived in a bubble? Yeah, you know why he didn't get sick? Because he was in a goddamn bubble.
Yeah.
Like,
and think of what these people are going to be like when they do start going out, and they do start getting sick because they haven't been sharing germs for a year.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm mainly worried about.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
You have these the gel, the sanitizing gel everywhere. People are just like 5 to 10 times a day, just wiping their hands.
Pump.
It's like. You're like, that's not good to use it so much because you're also killing the good germs.
That's what I was going to say go back to the poop transplant. There is such thing as good germs.
There are. And then the other thing is like your body's not building any kind of immunity because you're running around like sanitizing everything nonstop constantly.
Yeah.
I rarely use the sanitizing disinfectant gel.
Me
rarely
either.
No, plus, it dries my hands out really bad, and I hate it.
Yeah, no, like, I'm really saying I use it when I come in from peeing, but that's only out of courtesy to you guys.
When I was at the jail, was the only time I ever put sanitizer on my hands on a regular basis because
you come in contact with some nasty shit. I would imagine
the jail was just nasty place.
Like then I would totally understand it, but if you, I don't know.
Yeah, like if I'm about to eat something or whatever, sure, you know.
Yeah. But if there's not a hand washing station available, then
100%.
When I was still working, at the pot shop and all of this was first going on and everybody was reacting to it in their own special way because nobody knew what the fuck to do. We had the guy that runs the place is a big germaphobe anyway, so that didn't really help. Like super, super big germaphobe. But he had a fucking, whoever was the floor lead, like whoever was the shift supervisor at the time or whatever, had a little, we all had to wear lanyards because you have to have your badge and your, you know, picture and all that shit. But whoever was the lead had a little timer thing that was attached to their thing that went off every like 10 or 15 minutes. And when that dinged, everybody working behind the counter had to sanitize their hands.
Oh,
you have any idea how fucking dry your hands get if you have to sanitize every 10 to 15 minutes? It's a fucking nightmare.
Fucking nuts.
No
My
thanks.
Knuckles That's were all splitting excessive. Open and shit. It was insane.
That's excessive.
Yeah. And also dangerous, just like you were saying. It kills all kinds of things that you don't need dead.
There is such thing as good germs.
Talking about pot shop, I mean, Jersey legalized marijuana this year, and then now Cuomo's legalizing it in New York after he was like accused of I don't know what.
After he killed all those people
and raped all those girls. Apology tour.
Yeah.
Here, I'll legalize pot. Will you leave me alone now?
Have shroomins and LSD.
Have some weed.
Legalize cocaine. Let's do it. Everything's
fine. There was something
else
in there, and I can't remember what it was. It was marijuana, and it was something else.
That's funny. Well, I think I think that Matt Gaetz guy is distracted from the Cuomo stuff. Here recently, that guy needs to burn in hell.
There's been a lot of places throughout the country that are now not just like Oregon. They're not just legalizing weed. They're taking it even further, and they're going with like hallucinogens, like mushrooms and stuff like that. And it's been what a wild time to be alive.
When do you think Idaho will get there?
It won't.
It will. it will be, if not the last state behind, I think it's North Dakota, it'll be like the second to last state. Like, they have a thing on the ballot this year trying to make it so that they pass something so that people in the future can't try to make it legal. They have a bill that's up for voting this year that if they're able to get it passed, people won't be able to try and legislate.
Who are these people that are
people who don't like money
doing?
People exactly. who don't like money.
They do like money because they keep getting paid from the timber industry.
I guess it's different money.
That's fair. That Idaho is so against the legalization of marijuana. It's because the plant is entirely too useful. It grows faster. It makes better quality products than wood ever will. I mean, not like you can build houses with it, except that one girl, fucking like 17 years old, figured out how to make concrete out of it. Like,
so timber is like one of the biggest exports of Idaho.
Yeah, it's a huge industry.
Huge,
yeah, especially around potatoes. Here. That's down south. It's all
Idaho fucking, potatoes. Yeah. Also, the southern part of Idaho.
Up in the northern part around where we are, it's all timber.
Like, I grew up on Idaho potatoes.
Yeah, they're hard to get here.
When we were touristing in New York, we ate at a place that was priding itself on its Idaho potatoes. I get to try one. Because the ones that we get are usually from Washington or even California.
That's so weird.
Colorado's a big potato producer.
We don't get our own potatoes because we have to send our special potatoes off to you guys.
Apparently, and Florida has a similar problem with oranges, I guess.
Yeah.
So
That's so weird, though, and it's kind of funny. Like one of my friends is Colombian. And, Colombia grows a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, in Colombia, most of the coffee shit.
They get Folgers. They get Folgers.
All the good coffee gets sold and shipped out.
I thought you were going to talk about cocaine. He's from Colombia. He can't even get good cocaine. He's got to go to Florida to get the good stuff.
And I think that's the one thing they do get good because it hasn't been cut up or anything.
Yeah. Right. Straight from the source.
Right. It's pure.
Hasn't been stepped on 20 times.
There's Jenny. Colombia also has a lot of coke.
Well played, like, Jenny. Well,
like,
played.
I wouldn't make a joke about cocaine.
Oh, that's funny.
It's my favorite joke drug.
That's funny.
Because I could never afford it. Like, it's just. So I know it's safe to joke about. No, Huds can't afford coke, so he jokes about coke.
Talking about psychedelics, though, there's a index fund or mutual fund maybe, but it's based out of Canada, and they're investing in companies who are using psychedelics to test out different medicinal purposes for psychedelics.
Oh yeah,
like treating PTSD.
I was going to say PTSD, depression, and stuff like that. Micro doses of psilocybin and stuff, and even some MDMA have been. There are studies, at least, that support the idea of it being not just good for you, but like ridiculously good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to invest in that mutual fund, but like it's based out of Canada. So,
right.
So who knows?
No dice.
Yeah. Their whole population's on our border. They're waiting.
Yeah. No,
they're waiting to rush it.
They're definitely waiting. I mean, one of the biggest marijuana grow farms is in Vancouver, if I'm not mistaken.
Should be.
Yeah,
they get plenty of rain.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I.
At least if it's outdoor, anyway.
Yeah, as soon as
anymore, it's there's the science behind drugs now fucking blows my mind. It just like as soon as weed went from being something that like. You knew a guy who grew it in his backyard, or you knew a guy who knew a guy that had, once it became something that like, no, man, my grandma got her card and she can have six plants in her backyard. Like once it became that and it just became this,
well,
like I said, now it's like fucking science. Like
the show Breaking Bad didn't like reduce drug makers. No, it made them better.
Yeah.
Cause they had to like, oh, I have something to strive for now.
Oh, I have.
I got to hit Walter White status.
And well, and like,
here, let
so
me
many
clone these two plants.
So many of these places, like, there's an outfit that was one that we dealt with pretty exclusively. That's based up outside of Spokane, and their whole thing, like, they have fucking pages upon pages of literature about why the special mix of shit that they use in their soil is the reason why their weed is so good. And it is botany. It is literally no different than, like,
perfect tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, I grow the fucking country's largest pumpkins, and you know, it's no different than Idaho potatoes. Now it's just fucking Washington and Oregon weed. It's really crazy to me.
No, once Mara's old enough to be, like, out of the house, I'll do shrooms at least once a month. At least. I miss shrooms more than anything. I haven't done them since before I was in the Army, before I worked at the jail even. Like, I was probably 20, 21 the last time I did mushrooms. And they're fantastic. They're the best thing in the whole world.
As long as you do it right. You just gotta... It's something that you really...
You definitely got to clear the schedule.
It's something you have to plan for. You've got to have a fucking foolproof plan in place.
We chased a white rabbit down by the river. We had a shared hallucination, this guy and I.
If you can have a babysitter, essentially, for all intents and purposes, it really is helpful.
I was a great trip sitter, too, after I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
Vitus Oixler.
Vitus Wexler.
I will never, ever forget that name.
No, I still...
As long as I live.
I still throw a little salute when I walk past it with the dog. Vitus is right on the road.
Right on the corner.
Yeah.
Literally, right on the corner.
What a name.
We were walking through the cemetery. Bruno, you're not familiar with the story. We were walking through the cemetery. This was shit, what, like...
20 years ago?
Not quite, but close.
No, I was 20. So 20 years ago. I wasn't even old enough to legally drink at the time.
I don't think. No.
You'd have been 17?
No, I was way closer to graduation.
Were you?
Yeah.
Was it a year?
Yeah. After? But anyway, Chris and I, we were walking through the cemetery nearby, and what did we agree that we couldn't leave the cemetery until we found a name that had a V and an X in it?
Yeah, and we did.
And we fucking found one. Vitus Wexler, O-E-X-L-E-R. That sounds like a fucking made-up name. Like
Vitus. Dude was probably a vampire.
Did you guys get the headstone I sent you?
V-I-T-U-S is the first name.
Wow.
O-E-X-L-E-R was the last name.
Yeah, he died in like 1918 or something.
And his gravestone is literally right on the fucking corner. Like, it could not. It was weird. I don't know.
I sent you that picture of the cock headstone.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That looked like a big.
That was
shaft.
Alarmingly phallic.
Yeah, that was over in Hamilton. I was over. We were looking at my grandpa's headstone. And I like that from
sense.
A distance.
I didn't want to see what you were doing in the cemetery, but
we were over
sense.
There looking
that
at my sense. Grandpa's headstone, okay. And then from this, like, I mean, it sticks out like a sore fucking dick.
Out like a giant dick.
Sticks out like a giant dick shooting out of the ground in a cemetery of headstones. But I'm like, holy shit, that looks like a dick. And so I had to go get closer to it to get a picture of it. Which I'm sure the family appreciates.
Yeah.
You guys ever think of what you want to happen to you after you die?
I want to either be shot into the sun or fed to wild animals.
Okay.
I'm just standard cremation, and I don't care. I might try to make my kids do something expensive with me. Or like have them press me into a record and lay down some audio they haven't heard before. Of me that I've like expressly said you can't listen to this until it's pressed into me, and then you play me on a record. Like, that might be fun to do. And then I just say some bullshit. What's that?
That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, I'd like to think that we'll all live long enough that that hologram technology will be advanced enough by the time that we die that for a very, very comfortable fee, we'll just be able to be digitally immortalized.
Me dancing?
Yeah.
Forever? Yeah. Like, well, Kennedy's eternal flame, but it's like my eternal boogie.
My kids will be in their 50s and irritated and having to, where's the fucking button to turn dad off? He won't shut the fuck up. Like, you know?
You just recorded a whole bunch of just quotes.
Yeah. Yeah,
bullshit ones.
Just doing a full Carlin routine.
like reading off an itinerary of life lessons.
A grocery list some days.
And never spit into the wind.
Never tug on Superman's cape.
The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. A penny saved is a penny earned. Just like
even more benign
again,
than that.
Again,
just almost to
have
the
that didn't have him. They'd be like, yeah. Where is the fucking button to shut
never
dad up?
Never pet a burning dog.
Yeah.
No, but well, because you can do
never
almost
barter
anything
with a Chinese man
with ashes. Now, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You can make a diamond out of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of things that you like.
So you might as well make yourself like part of the processor that supports you living as AI in the afterlife.
Yeah. See, my son wants to make it so everybody can transfer their themselves into a computer or a robot or something. Like, he wants to do that. That's his
that
thing.
Downloads your mind.
Yeah. The
replicas.
If that's not an option,
my dad
then I don't want any of my remains to
like,
remain.
Don't do it.
I want to be digested by a shark or something. Just toss me in the ocean.
Before I had
I feel
kids,
like less and less people want traditional burials.
Oh, I think it's
no, I just think,
I think
of
it's
my
really
past body in a
I
hole.
Think it's getting more and more past
rotting slowly because I've had like if they've had a viewing. They've shot me up full of all sorts of like
full of goo.
It's
preservatives.
It's not really me anymore.
Yeah. And I'm just puffy. And
this is just meat, man.
Yeah.
I didn't really give a
I'm just a sausage
shit.
Tube.
I didn't really give a shit until I had kids. And then after I had kids, I reevaluated it to the point where like I give enough of a shit that I want them to do what will make them.
No, fuck my kids. I don't.
Forget
well,
those
I'll be I'll be dead. I will literally be physically incapable of caring. So I
make them do what you want. That's your last. That's your last.
No, see,
no I'm
going
to convince
I'm
them
going,
both.
I'm going to use
that.
Their,
I'll haunt them if they don't feed me
to,
sharks.
I'm going to use their time while I'm alive to impose my unrelenting.
You just like make me chum.
Seriously, take the wood chipper out on the boat.
Chum me,
and throw me into it. Give me the
feed
give
me
the
to a shark, then catch the shark,
Steve
have
Buscemi.
It stuffed and mounted on your wall. Dad's in
go
there.
Go fishing with me.
Dad's in there. See the shark we have mounted above the fireplace? Yeah, Dad's in there.
I caught that with my dad.
That's it. That's it. I can
great.
Sell that to my kid.
That was great. Well played. I caught that with my dad.
It's a, there's
mean?
A little bit of him in there.
His leg, mostly, I think. I used the rest of him as chum and then threw that leg on the hook.
Now, I do whatever, Matthew, Annabelle, knock yourselves out. Do what makes you feel happier and more fulfilled. Because I will be genuinely incapable of caring. So,
What if they just like, throw you in the middle of a field and just go to town on you like they did in the movie The Office to that printer.
Oh.
Just like beating you with a bat.
I'd be all right with that. Daddy Pinata. Instead of formaldehyde, shoot me up with Laffy Taffy. and smack me until you can eat it.
I think I would have bigger concerns about like their general mental well-being if that was what they wanted to do. Like, I feel like if their response to my death was to mutilate my body in a field, I think they've got bigger problems to worry about than, oh man, my dad just died. Like,
I think I agree with that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are the worst kind of daddy issues.
But yeah, I don't know. I think
life philosophy.
I think that it kind of piggybacks onto what you were saying about people getting away from the more, I don't know, you'd say antiquated, you know, burial rituals and stuff like that. I think that people, as we continue with our immediate gratification Twitter society, I think people have gotten a lot more concerned about right now. What am I doing right now? What am I doing while I'm alive? What am I doing right now? Fuck when I'm dead. I'll worry about when I'm dead, when I'm fucking dead. I'm not worrying about that right now. I think that that's not going away. That's only becoming more prevalent because the entire world is being catered towards helping people be that way.
Right. Well, and there's this whole idea of like consuming the earth with headstone. Like how many graveyard, like they've undone graveyards
and
because
the
they needed the space.
Parts of town.
Right.
No, the one nice thing about
you don't
like Normal Hill Cemetery is that there's those giant trees in there.
Yeah.
And like you can't find those everywhere because people get them in their yard and then they're like, oh, the roots are fucking up the sidewalk and I have to fix it.
Oh, well, my foundation. Yeah.
Fuck you. That tree's older than you could ever be. So leave it alone. It's bigger and stronger than you. You're just smarter and have an axe.
Dude that lives across the street from me had two trees in front of his house that probably a good 20, maybe 30 feet taller than his house. And then another one in the backyard that was taller than them.
Mm-hmm.
All healthy. All fine.
All dead.
All dead. Cut them all down this last year. You would have thought that he came over to the house and like spit in mom's face. Mom was so, and they didn't even provide a shade. But she would anytime.
You're on the east side of the street, though.
Yeah, but he is not directly across from us. He was like across and up one.
Oh, so nothing.
So we didn't actually get shade from it or anything like that. But yeah, no, you would have thought that he came and just like spit at mom. She was so affected. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. What the fuck would possess somebody to cut down such big? I should go over there and ask him what his fucking problem is. Like, she took it personally. It was really kind of funny. But
I'm guessing there's no requirements in your town of like how many trees you need to have or whatever.
Nope.
No. They don't think that far ahead.
No, we haven't buffaloed our way through the trees yet.
Not yet.
Here in Jersey, like it's town by town, but like each town has certain requirements. Like you have to have a certain percentage of grass on your property. So like your house can be more than like 80% of the property or something like that. And the other 20% have to be grass or some kind of greenery.
I think that's a great idea.
What's up?
I think that's a great idea.
I don't know. I get tired of mowing.
It's very town by town. So like obviously in the more urban areas, city-like areas, you don't have any of that.
Yeah.
You know? But the more rural and
but you're the garden state.
Less popular.
Everywhere should be garden.
We actually, you know, we do have a lot of greenery around here.
Should be living
Jersey's
in like
a weird state.
Hobbit
Jersey's
holes.
A weird state.
There you go. Hobbit holes. You can have grass above your house.
Yeah.
That's my dream, is to have some kind of like self-sustainable house where you don't need an AC. It's just self-cooled and self-temperature regulated and solar panels.
Yeah. Look into Earthships.
Earthship.
Yeah. There's a construction company out of New Mexico that has been making them since the 70s. And they're exactly what you're talking about.
Interesting.
They
build them out of like recycled shipping containers or some shit.
No, they build
bury them in the ground and then.
Well, part of it is that, but they fill old tires with packed earth, it stays a constant temperature.
Huh.
And they have indoor. Well, they have a greenhouse
section. That rubber's
section.
Not going to break down for centuries.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's steel belted radial.
Right. So, I mean, why not that's a perfect way to reuse and recycle. There's tons of shit that we have created over the past century that cannot be broken down.
I really hope
in a realistic way
that tiny house fad would be like the pivot into more of that kind of thing. It'd be like, oh, well, tiny homes became cool, so now we're going to see more. It wouldn't be because it was just a trend. People aren't.
It's a trend, and it was misappropriated. And
people aren't doing it anymore.
Yeah,
I would put one in my backyard.
You guys think tiny homes isn't blowing up?
I thought it was. I didn't think it was slowing down.
Is it not? I thought it was.
No, lots of people.
Oh, really?
Keep it up, and now, and then they can't afford.
They still have TV shows, but
shit is too tight.
They're making neighborhoods out of.
But the thing with those tiny homes is the shows you watch have these people putting in budgets of like real like full homes costs, and it's like holy shit.
My husband's a YouTuber.
I'm gonna spend $150,000 making this tiny house when I could build like a normal size house.
The thing is, like, you have to have special equipment and, you know, newer technology, and that costs money. So you end up paying the same as you would for, you know, a regular house, depending where your house is. You know, if you're on the coasts, you're probably saving money.
Yeah.
Building a tiny house.
Well, and if you have a normal size lot and you put a tiny house on it, you've got all that space. You know, you can have a little Zen garden in the back.
Airbnb also.
A lot of people over in this part of the country do those like pole barns and shit, but then they do like a loft within them, and then they can kind of skirt
a chouse, a combination chouse.
Yeah,
house.
But they can get away from like paying as high property taxes because they don't treat it as a house, but it's got like a
essentially
a loft apartment with plumbing and everything.
Pretty smart.
There was a dude that lived down the street from the place that I grew up that he restored old cars, and that was what he lived in, something very not dissimilar to.
If this was like this, 5 feet taller, this would be perfect for like putting a loft in.
The entire ground floor was essentially a fucking
mechanic shop.
And then you took stairs that were over on the side of the building into the upstairs loft area, and there was bathroom, kitchen, all the essentials.
What are property taxes like your guys' ways?
My house, it's about three. We get a homeowner's exemption, but it's around $3,000 a year.
Oh, that sounds kind of high, no?
Yeah.
Is yours more on the high end around here?
No, that's Idaho's got high property tax as is.
Okay.
Even for that lot that we own that has nothing, like it's an undeveloped lot, we pay like $1,200 a year. Property tax just to have an undeveloped lot.
Yeah, and I'm.
Well, that's higher than I expected.
I'm a disabled veteran, so I don't pay any property taxes. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you could also label your house as a place of worship and not pay any property taxes.
There's a dozen ways you can get around it. Like once your house is paid off, there's some process you can go through and say this is not a product anymore. It's not real estate. It's just mine. And I'm not going to pay you for something that I already own. And there's a system you can go through, and it works everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. But you can't. It can't be in the process of being purchased. Which, if you have a loan on it, then it's in the process of being purchased.
Yeah, has to be paid off.
So you have to work.
So your loan has to be paid off. Yeah.
In the NIAC area of New York State. So it's like the area just above New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big Jewish community over there, and a lot of them have their houses labeled as places of worship. So none of them pay property taxes, which is fucking outrageous. And it's crazy because like on their Sabbath, right, they go to temple and they can't touch any technology. So they have to have a police officer come to the temple to disable the alarm for them. So they're not paying taxes, but using
public service.
Wow.
Right, public service.
Wow. I don't want to pay for your roads. I just want to drive on them.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like God, the, my,
it's like companies that are incorporated in the Caymans.
Uh-huh.
My mom had an, she was a manager for a mill, and the, one of the employees that worked there was a, Jehovah's Witness. And so they don't celebrate like,
anything.
Birthdays, holidays,
they
any
don't
of that stuff.
Anything.
But he was right there front and center to pick up his free turkey from the mill every year.
Really?
For Thanksgiving. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Huh.
I'll take the free turkey. That's just food.
That's wow. Interesting. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
No, because they're still fucking human.
And they're hungry.
But they're still
eat a
human.
Fucking turkey,
like,
too.
They can,
I don't celebrate my birthday, but I mean, if you felt like buying me something for
if
no
you
reason.
If you want to give me some stuff on the day I
you,
fell out
asshole.
Of a vagina, then hook me up.
Wow. Goddamn, people suck. Greedy fucking cocks.
Going back to property taxes, though, I mean, over here in Jersey, they're outrageous. And they're in the teens.
Yeah.
Some of them as high as 20,000, 30,000.
Yeah. Jeez. over there, most of those states over there, it's just absurd.
Yeah.
Like our, I don't know. There's a lot over here, this side of the Rockies, that's just
I know,
still a little
I know,
bit frontier.
I know a house about one or two towns over from me. And the house, I believe, pays close to 60,000. In property taxes. So essentially this guy buys a brand new Porsche every year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, shit, man. That's
and what
wow.
is what is the New Jersey government doing for its citizens when it's taking that much money from them?
That's what I would love to know.
That's fucking
I would
theft.
Love
yeah.
to know this. Love to know. It's like, you know, you go to these other states that, you know, have property taxes that are one third or less than that, than what we pay. And they have the same amenities we do.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Where's that extra money going?
Now that they've decriminalized weed there, too, they're going to see a massive
influx
of tax dollars coming in that way, too.
Especially from surrounding states. Any neighboring states that haven't legalized it, people are going to drive into Jersey for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
People be coming in from NYC all the time.
Living where we live.
We're a border town.
Living where we live, where there's literally just a river separating Washington and Idaho.
Yeah.
Working at the pot shop. Okay, so the shop that I worked at, Clarkston's population is what? 20,000?
Not 13. Even. Not
maybe?
Even.
The official is 9, because... The actual area of the town
Lewiston's
is so
like,
small.
Lewiston's like 25-30, but aren't we like collectively?
Lewiston's like
36.
Oh wow, it's gotten bigger.
Lewiston's 36, and that's not counting like half of the orchards and the Cougar Ridge
stuff.
Okay,
so my guesstimate still, I was going to wager the valley itself between the two, 45, 50, maybe tops.
I'd say 60.
I'd say 60.
You think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because so, I include Asotin in that, and
so
the
you,
Heights.
You look at, yeah, that's true.
The Heights isn't on Clarkston's population, but I got
there. But goddamn, there's a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
Still wealthy
just
too, right?
Just because we live literally on the border of Idaho, I shit you not, I had customers who would come in once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. They'd make their weekend trip up. From literally like 2.5 to 3 hours away so that they could buy their weed from us because we were the nearest legal weed dealer, you know, because they lived in the
I believe it.
In the heart of Idaho. That store was consistently, even in that small of an area, just because of all the spillover that you got from Idaho, that store was consistently in the like top 10% of stores in the state.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's factoring in Seattle and all of the places.
Spew Compton.
Yeah. Where you can fucking stand on a street corner and throw it's like Starbucks now. You can just.
I mean, that's you know, that's what would happen. It's like, you know, we'll drive to Connecticut, which is like 2 hours away to go buy like a car or something. if the price is right.
Yep.
So what's to say that someone from Connecticut won't drive into Jersey for 2 hours and just stock up for like a month's worth?
Exactly. You
know? By the maximum. Exactly.
Dude, there are people that live in the Grangeville area where it's a 3 hour round trip. They'd come in once a month, maybe.
Potheads are the least motivated people unless it's regarding pot.
That's not a vaccine, though.
Yeah, it's true. A man and his wife come in once a month. They both on that one trip buy whatever the legal limit is of things that they can buy, and that lasts them 3 weeks.
I didn't even know there was a legal limit over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I've gone to LA, and I don't think there was ever a.
Well, the thing is, in the state of Washington, the legal limit just for loose bud is an ounce a day. So. And if you're buying or attempting to buy more than a fucking ounce per day, you are selling it. You're not smoking it.
Because well, you still have to be 21 to get it.
Even if you
like buying beer for kids.
Even if you literally chain smoked just joints all day long, lighting the new one with the old one, you still couldn't smoke an ounce in a day.
But that's for leaf though, right?
Yeah.
So, is there any kind of max limit for anything else like edibles?
Oh, like Eddies? Yeah.
Yep. There's
gummies. Really?
Let me see if I can remember. It's an ounce of flour that includes bud, joints, you know, whatever. There is a pound. there you go. A pound of edibles, which you never realize. Those little candies don't weigh very much. A pound of edibles is a fuck lot of edibles.
That's like two of those solder bags.
Holy shit.
Three, four of those solder bags now.
Vapes or concentrates, essentially, is what they call them. But like people who vape, people who do dabs and stuff like that, you can get 7 grams of that per day. Now, I again
loaded, man.
Again, I
this is my LA haul. I don't know when the next time I'm going to go to Cali, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
My haul.
even as somebody who, when I was working there and smoking heavily, again, dude, you can't smoke an ounce in a day. You got to put in some work.
Right.
Like, you've got to be blowing off other responsibilities to do that many drugs in a day.
So, I've never explored this at all. I can live in Idaho, and I can roll over to Clarkston and just buy whatever.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you get stopped over here, you're fucked.
Don't get stopped in Idaho with it in your... Yeah, and as I was very, very prone to telling people... Locks don't stop warrants. I don't know where people got the idea that they do, but it's like, no, I have a lockbox in my trunk. You really think they give a fuck? Well, it locks, so they can't get in there. Yeah, okay, that'll be your little secret, buddy. Like,
I don't know. I could raise it over my head and throw it on the ground until it opens.
But. Dumb people.
Well, they need a warrant to do that, though. Like, there are a lot of things. Like, they have to have probable cause to search and seize.
Yep.
Read that Fourth Amendment, folks.
And they just changed, actually, I think it was, where was I reading? It was a state nearby us, but they passed into legislation that your vehicle or you allegedly smelling like marijuana is no longer probable cause. Because
because they
use that language in police reports all the time.
I smelled a massive odor of marijuana. Okay. My girlfriend and I were staying at a hotel, and we left our little hotel suite. We went down to the bar, have a couple drinks, went and had some dinner, went by the gas station to grab snacks and a pack of cigarettes before we headed back to the hotel, right? Well, I had been vaping. So again, not even smoking, just vaping, which anybody
who doesn't smell the same.
It does not smell the same, and it does not linger anywhere near smoke does, exactly. Because it's not as cloying as the smoke is. So we're in her car that no weed is smoked in. Hadn't even been vaping in her car. We're after drinks and dinner removed from me having vaped anything. So, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours... You know, and change. And got pulled over by an ISP officer.
And the very, literally, I'm not joking, the very first thing that he said after he asked for her license and registration was, is that a faint odor of marijuana I'm detecting in the car?
Nope.
To which she replied, well, I certainly hope not, because my kids ride in this car and neither of us have been smoking. But, you know, good on her. But no, it's a thing. I'm not one of those people that likes to overgeneralize
the actions
bad
of,
cop stereotypes, because I think that cops are just like every other group of people, man.
They're just hoping. They're hoping
a lot of good ones and a lot of bad ones.
Yeah,
But they are. It couldn't be more painfully obvious that they're grasping at straws.
Yeah,
they just like you
ISP
said,
is pretty dangerous for that particular reason.
Like I said, I detected a faint odor of marijuana in the car.
Yeah,
that's all they have to say, and then they essentially can do whatever the fuck they want to you.
Yeah, because it's claimed in the report that that's what happened, and it doesn't even have to be what happened.
Nope,
they can put that in there, and the judge is going to trust them over any citizen. Yep. So,
yeah.
No, I don't like that shit.
No,
and you find a decent person who's schooled up on the Fourth Amendment, you should be all right in just about any one of those cases.
The problem is that the majority of the people that you find that are civilians who are well-versed in that kind of stuff are also assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And so those are the people that are like, well, you
case
know...
Case in point. Legally,
the one thing that I always go back to is I knew a guy way like pre-legalization days that he actually spent a little bit of time locked up for selling weed illegally. And he was one of the people that I learned that according to the letter of the law, and especially this is something you could actually probably get away with now that everybody has to wear a body cam, assuming that they don't just turn it off. When you get pulled over, you only have to roll your window down far enough to put your ID and paperwork through. You don't have to roll the window all the way down.
No.
And if they ask you to, say, why?
Why? What do you need? What do you need? I don't need
Can
you.
I ask why you need me to do that? I can hand you all of my information through the window. Is there a particular reason why you want me to roll my window all the way down?
Yeah.
Well, there's
guys
the
out there.
The problem is the same people who care enough to be informed about those kind of things are typically speaking, and I'm overgeneralizing here, but they're people who don't like cops. So they're the people who aren't going to politely and respectfully say, well, is there a reason why you're asking me that, officer? They're going to be like, fuck you need that for, pig.
Right.
And it's like, no, dude, you can't do that. Or that's not a good idea.
Yeah. But I think you're the one that turned me on to that audit the audit.
Yeah.
Thing. That's got some good videos on it.
It has some really great videos. And it's amazing.
What is it? What is this?
It's a YouTube channel that I found. There was a big, like, it got national news
locally,
because this black dude who works at our local Walmart.
You can't get national news locally. It didn't get. If it gets it national news, then it's not local.
Well, local. It was local.
They talked about
local.
They talked.
It was
about
a local
national. Can man. Yeah.
It was a local event that got national
that
news.
That got national news.
I think is what he found.
It was a national local
Fair
story. Anyway, black dude works at Walmart. Well, black dude's wife, who is not black, also works at Walmart. And they drove separate vehicles to work. Well, he went out to her car to get something for her from her car. And this uppity-ass white bitch whose son is a police officer in Clarkston.
She was a bailiff here in town.
Decided he was up to no good.
Decided just by seeing him walk up to a car, open it, grab a couple things out of it, and then close the door and walk off, she decided that he was stealing from them or from the vehicle and called the police. And they sent
the worst,
wrong fucking deputy.
The worst officer came.
Man.
I think I heard about that.
We talked about it on the show once.
This YouTube channel is called Audit the Audit, and they basically they go through police investigation audits that have already been done and
basically
reevaluate rate how well they think that they did during this local story of ours that was something that they covered, and that's how I wound up finding the YouTube channel. And there's a whole shitload of other interesting videos on the guy's YouTube channel. But it's, yeah, it's, man, I don't like to be one of those people that lumps bad cops all together, because I think any group of people, there's a lot of good ones and a lot of bad ones. The bad ones just get the news because
No, I play with a couple ISP guys down at hockey every week, and they're
the cops who stop and nice play guys. Basketball with kids while they're on their way home from school. That doesn't make the news because nobody gives a fuck about
that's
that.
What it is. And the news that needs to dramatize so that they sell.
Yeah, those cops are never the ones that end up getting shot, though. Like, no, exactly. As much as I feel every time
I don't see Derek Chauvin stopping to play basketball with some kids.
No.
Every time I see an officer get killed, I think, was he a good one, though? Like, I hate to be like, oh, well, he was probably a shitbag. But he was probably a shitbag. He was probably doing something to that person.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that people get targeted. And I know you're not supposed to victim blame, because it's always the offender's fault in every situation. But some dudes just make themselves targets.
Well, it's like
just treat people like shit with impunity forever before somebody's going to stand up to you. And that somebody's going to not give a fuck.
The deputy in that video. I'm pretty sure that one of us, at least one of us, said while watching the video, dude is lucky that he was... basically fucking the police officer is lucky that he was fucking with a guy who was rational.
Yeah.
Because
and calm.
The cop
was
not acting rational or calm at all.
And this
Guy got
that
tased.
Guy would have been like,
this valley
unhinged
is full of people
bit,
who are bug shit
who are,
nuts.
Yeah, really unhinged, a lot of drugs. What was the line from the comedy bit that I heard while I was driving today? Whole lot of needles, but no sewing factory. Like, yeah, that describes Clarkston really well.
Well, and, Orfino's got State Hospital North. The Nut House is up there, and it's only 20 minutes up the river. And, those types of people just keep coming back down here because it's, less sleepy than Orfino. It's still a sleepy town.
No, we talked about this last episode.
Did you see
mental
that
health
protest
is the big crisis that we have going on.
It, with all the this, it's kind of relevant with everything going on with the
shooting,
and the Floyd murder trial and whatnot. But there was a picture that was making the rounds on Reddit the other day that said it was a girl with a protest sign, and it said, "Like professionally trained police officers."
I just saw that today.
Did you see that? I can't remember it word for word, but it was basically like professionally trained police officers are allowed to freak out, but completely untrained civilians are supposed to be calm and rational while they have a gun in their face.
Right.
And it's like, what? Yeah, actually, that's kind of the way that the system is set up right now.
Because
I've had a cop point a gun at me once.
Wow.
That was enough. And that was a genuine, I was in high school.
Did you pee your pants?
No, but there is no bigger pit in the fucking center of your chest. Because everybody's been pulled over by the cops. And as soon as the situation gets weird, when it's not just a routine.
I have adrenaline shit every time I get pulled over, though.
Normally I'm good.
Not because I'm worried that... Not so much now, but when I was like 19, 20, 21, if I get pulled over, a lot of fucking like anxious
anxiety.
Stuff going on, shaky.
I can understand that. But my stepbrother and I, he had a red 1966 Chevy truck, and it did not have a tailgate. It was super lowered, really fucking nice, like old classic style truck, right? There was a guy that went to high school with me who had a 1965. Same color, same. These trucks were basically identical, except my brother's didn't have a tailgate and this dude's did. Well, this dude was a drug addict who paid for his fancy classic car by whatever. Drug addict dude fucking was wanted by the police for breaking into somebody's house, beating the shit out of them, and stealing their guns. So Ryan and I are driving through Asotin on our way up to the beach when we get lit up driving through Asotin because his truck matched the description of the vehicle and the crime. And you pull over, and I'm like, what the fuck? What the? when you're not doing anything wrong, and you're like, what the fuck are they pulling me over for? Like, I wasn't speeding. And they don't do anything. They don't get out of the car. You just very loudly hear the loudspeaker voice say, place your hands and arms outside the window and turn the vehicle off.
Oh, you got felony stopped.
And you immediately are like, well, they don't normally ask you to do that. And so Ryan turns the truck off, and I've got my hands out the passenger side window, and he's got his out the driver's side window, and they're like, very slowly open the vehicle door and get out with your hands on top of your head.
Did you have to open the vehicle door from the outside?
Or inside? From the outside, you open up the door, and then you get out, and you stand there looking at him
like this. So you have to have some dexterity and ability to do something like that.
Well, I mean, within reason, not really. It's not that complicated. You just reach out the window.
No, I want to make it hard, though.
But no, what's really hard is when you get out with your hands on top of your head.
You're just going to have a big erect penis tombstone.
And then they get out of the car with their guns already out. Like, they enter the situation guns drawn.
They step out.
Oh, fuck me. And I'm immediately like.
Drawn to the side or drawn and pointed?
Drawn into the side. Pointed as they started walking towards. Not like pointed directly at us. But like raised. Halfway,
but like, ready to go, but ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Basically. And yeah, we had to take our wallets out and like set them on the ground.
Jesus.
And it was, oh my God. Oh yeah.
Once, I mean, that's gotta be a surreal.
Once was enough. Oh my God. I've never been more fucking scared in my life. I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea why it was happening. Yeah,
very. And I feel both sides of the story there. Like, I think I would be shitting myself also. Like, what the fuck is going on? I haven't done anything. But at the same time, like, from the police's perspective, like,
oh, totally.
You guys are like some super.
They think that we're drug addicts who just stole a bunch of guns. They they were expecting us to be armed. So no, I was, and they were super nice, really apologetic about it. Like everything, they were really, really cool about it after the fact because they could tell that we were fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
But
see, I think that's like, that's also part of it is like, you know, after they realized they made a mistake, they were like, my bad guy. you know, like I thought you were someone else.
Yep.
But the worst is like when the cop fucks up, knows he fucks up, and then just like doesn't apologize.
Starts looking for something that you've done wrong to justify him acting the way that he did.
Exactly.
Because he can't be like, oh, I made a mistake and I drew my gun on a guy that had no, because he can't fucking say that.
I was afraid. Were you?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be a cop.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That
whole situation.
If you want to justify anything with fear, then you shouldn't be in a position
of authority
to make that sort of choice. I worked at the sheriff's office for a while. I got a lot of friends who are cops and I have a lot of respect for the profession, but it's just like people worshiping soldiers. Like not everyone is a hero. Not everyone who wears a uniform is a good person.
Yep. Yeah.
And you got to take every situation as it comes, not how you want it to be. And but I want to believe that the deputy that patrols this area is a good person. Like, you know what? Probably 9 times out of 10 they are.
Should you support the troops and the police? Absolutely. Should you do it blindly and just irrationally and like, no, they're all good because they're all cops? No, you don't do that with any other group of people. Why would you do it with cops?
No, and you would think that, it's just a subcategory of human and most humans are shitty.
Support your local grocery cashiers.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
they're not heroes either. No. Like, I don't give a fuck. No. Nurses are not heroes. Like, there are some who are. Some of them work in ERs and save fucking lives. Other ones are just swabbing buttholes. Like, it's just a shitty job. It's not heroic. You work in a fucking gastroenterologist's office. Like, you're not fucking... You're not putting men on the moon. You're fucking swabbing buttholes.
Well, and shit, half the time you go in there, there's like 17 people. And I know how much my healthcare costs.
Yeah.
And that's when you go in there, there's like 6, 7, 8 people standing around talking. if you have to do like a urgent care or ER type visit, like my wife has had kidney stones, she knows kind of like what she needs, but we have to go through the whole fucking rigmarole every time in order for her to get like the pain medication that she needs, because they want to make sure that she's not out seeking drugs, because they can't look at her record and identify that, oh, the last time she was in here was 2 years ago for a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. But no, every time they're going to treat her like she's in there seeking.
Well, and half the time they're not even competent, which is the worst thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know what? You know what one of the defining characteristics of a fucking hero is competence. Somebody you can count on. You wear pajamas to work and you draw blood. You're not fucking He-Man. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, every day's pajama day for these and people that work in hospitals.
We'll probably get some shitty reviews for this because I feel this way.
Oh, I mean, but it's definitely an unpopular opinion, but I when I've gone and had, like, whenever I go anywhere, I feel like my healthcare dollars are being wasted.
Is it, though?
Because there's
four or five teachers that are worth a fuck, less heroes.
Is it an unpopular opinion?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an actually unpopular opinion? Or is it an unpopular opinion because too many people are not, I guess you would say, like a combination of confident, comfortable, and like socially comfortable, like not,
like
not
they're capable of doing their job. It's the same,
because I don't think not giving a fuck, I don't think that's the right way to describe it.
It's the same thing with teachers. My wife is a great, like, I know for a fact my wife's a great teacher.
I know.
But I know so many shitbags.
So many shitbag teachers.
Yeah. For teachers.
Who don't give a fuck about.
They're there for the paycheck, and that's basically it. They're not that, like,
they don't give a shit about whether or not those kids have a successful life.
No,
because as soon as they're out of their class, they're out of their mind. They don't give a fuck.
Right? Yeah, it's roll them in, roll them out, and you know, that would be my mentality. But that's why I'm not a fucking teacher.
Yeah,
it was the people that,
and then it, but and the ones that complain about the pay are the ones that are the worst teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't get paid enough. Oh God. Oh God.
The ones that complain like that. Yeah. There's, you know, my wife deserves more pay than what she gets. I make more than my wife does. And
she has a master's, doesn't she?
She will. So then she'll make more than me. But yeah, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. Teachers are underpaid, but there are too many teachers that are too overpaid that, like, help balance the scales, I guess, as it were, because it's this thing where, you know, I talked to plenty of people who are like, well, it must be nice to have summers off. Fuck you, buddy. My wife doesn't have, like, I can speak from a personal experience. My wife doesn't have summers off, but some teachers
take
have
summers off. They don't have it. They take them off. There's a difference.
No. And so, like,
the ones who care
also don't get paid for the summers, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, some in Jersey, at least.
Depends on
your contract.
It depends on the contract, because there are
my wife stretches hers out over 12 months, but you can
do that. Like,
exactly. That's what it is. Like, technically you're getting paid for 10 months worth of work, but you're choosing to stretch it over 12 months.
Exactly.
So technically, you know, like, you're still only getting paid for 10 months. You're just choosing to get it stretched out.
But again,
my wife does continuing education credits and stuff through the summers
They do that. They use their summers planning what they're going to do for the school year.
Curriculum.
Because once school is in session, you don't have fucking time to plan what you're going to do next month. If you don't have next month already
prep time,
planned,
No. The school district ate that up with some other activity. Yeah. Like, you don't get prep time anymore.
Yeah. It's
anyway.
No, I can think of.
Has your wife been teaching remotely or in person?
In person. Yeah, they've taught in person all year from the beginning.
I found out something really interesting today.
What's
that? In regards to remote learning and stuff like that. So Clarkston went back to full time this week, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
So Matthew, my son, who's in sixth grade, is back in full time in session from 8:45 until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, essentially Monday through Friday. My stepmom was talking to him and asked him if he was really excited to be back in class with all of his, you know, friends that he hasn't gotten to see and whatnot. The kids who opted
to not do combination learning because you had the choice of either I can send my student. But prior to this, Bruno, just so you know, prior to this, he was going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But he was only going from like 12:30 until 3.
Oh, so there was a hybrid option.
It was very minimal, but there was a hybrid option where you could spend some time in class, or there was a fully online option.
I bet you those fully online kids are fucked.
I feel so bad. This whole situation over the last year has done so much damage to young people, and I see it personally just in my own son. But the kids who didn't opt for hybrid are still doing only distance learning. She asked him, she's like, so is it nice to see the friends that you haven't seen? He's like, oh, I don't see them. They're still all distance learning. So now these teachers, as we transition back into normalcy, they're not only now are they having to have kids in school for normal times from 8:45 until 3 in the afternoon, Monday, Wednesday, or Monday through Friday.
Some of those parents have probably latched onto that.
Now you have, Tori and I were talking about her son this in this year, his year of sixth grade. We've watched him go from a kid who, he was one of those kids that was awake at 7 o'clock, no matter what time he went to bed, whether he had an alarm set or not. It was just the way that his
morning guy.
He was a morning guy. Not anymore.
That happened to my kid though too, and I think it's part. How old is he?
He just turned 12.
That was my kid too, though. Mm. I think that's part of the age. That's part of that age because mine has a hard time. Like he used to be, like he was out by 8:30, 9 o'clock every night, but up with the fucking chickens in the morning. And then all of a sudden, like it's harder to get him going in the morning. It's easier to get him going than it is my older kid. Mm. My older kid's always been hard, but with Cameron, it changed a lot this year, especially.
I didn't think about but that's true.
Puberty based deal.
Not with this guy. I just thought of a sleeper in her.
Fuck, man. If you're a kid who had to spend,
you just had a big dick and pubes from age two.
If you had to drop from the womb with the pubis,
your first 5 years of school where you had to condition yourself to get up at 7 every morning, and then you had a literal entire year.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I don't go to school until 12:30, so really I can wake up whenever the fuck I want or however the fuck
I want. Well, really, these kids ought to be starting their day later in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And without actually question. Finishing later in the day. They should be working. They should be doing a 9-to-5 type school schedule because, one, your parents are already doing that.
That's what the science says.
And
once you hit 12, 13 years old, you should be going in at like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 to like 5.
Because you need that little bit of time in the morning to get kind of like get your fucking
bearings.
Yeah.
Shit
yeah.
going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fucking farming, I think, is what threw it off. Farming in the 50s or whatever it was when we introduced daylight savings. I don't know when we introduced daylight savings, but it was to give like kids that worked on the farm ample time to either.
Fuck either, those people.
So they weren't walking at night or they weren't,
yeah.
or whatever it was something about light. So because we're saving daylight, but daylight savings, that's a fucking archaic institution. It doesn't belong in
not just
today's.
We should have
gotten rid of it as soon as
daylight savings, a 5-day school week, a 5-day work week. All of these things are becoming more and more apparently not just antiquated, but downright wrong.
Yeah,
they're being able to show that
they prove it in other countries that it actually, like Sweden and shit like that they actually can do it better.
Yep.
Did
other
we have
ways.
This conversation?
We had a roundabout conversation.
When I sent you those two quotes from the 60s that were in Time magazine that said by the year 2000, everything should be automated. And
that was the last episode.
People are going to have all this leisure time. They found out that if people have more leisure time, people get into fucking trouble. Like, people don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be me and sit parked in a chair for 10 hours a day playing a video game.
They go stir crazy.
Like,
but it's,
they lose their fucking
But there
minds.
Are countries out there that do have, like, what, the 3-4-day work weeks?
Yeah.
Or they do, they'll have several months off in a row. Mm-hmm. And there was times, I, you know, it never happened with never happened with my family, but I know that there were families that would take like summers to vacation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Summers long vacations.
Yep.
And that's a thing of the past. I mean, there's still families that do that, but that not part of our class system.
No, no.
I mean, that was definitely me.
No shit.
Well, both my parents were teachers, so
that makes
sense.
We all had the summer months off, so we would just go to Portugal for like 2 months.
That makes sense.
Awesome. But that, yeah, because they're teachers, and so they're still pulling in an income. If they're stretching their salary out over the year, but so that's feasible to do. My dad, when I was a kid, would work for the Forest Service during the summer.
Oh yeah,
because he worked for that when he was going through college.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for the Forest Service because he was in the Coast Guard, and then after he got out of the Coast Guard, he went to school and then worked for the Forest Service during the fire seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't ever become like a career Forest Service person, but he would work for them. And so he built up like enough of a reputation working that he was able to continue to work into his like 30s and shit. And then finally he stopped doing it in like the mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember one summer he got stationed at a house where a lady got nearly murdered by an escaped prisoner.
Holy shit.
That house is no longer there anymore, but it was on highway 12. It was the Lolo slasher. It was just some prisoner that broke out, and the lady that was staying in the house happened to be there, and he went there to like hunker down.
Yeah, wrong place, wrong time, goddamn.
He like stabbed the shit out of her, but she ended up surviving.
Oof.
And
that's why you never know. You never, like, you could just be living your life peacefully.
Yeah.
Yep.
And one day from one day to the next, just
yeah. The shit you see happens when people are just like out of the blue dead for, and they just happen upon things. That's why, like, I try my very best to avoid getting into like drama with people or any like into situations where I'm inviting like some sort of outside influence. That's different
that
than mine than the norm.
Rosar's parking lot, man. That's yeah.
All because some bitch lied.
All because
drives me
all
nuts.
Because people be crazy.
Women and like, can say things and with impunity. She
wind
said,
up fucking shot to death in a Rosar's parking lot.
This guy hadn't seen his kids for no 3 months, and his ex wife was saying all this shit to her dad. And so her dad, instead of going to pick up his kids, the grandpa showed up and shot him.
Just met him in the parking lot and just shot him point blank in cold blood.
Wow.
Yeah man.
They had a protest about it.
Was it last weekend, right?
Yeah, last week. And
holy shit.
Parental alienation is fucking awful. You hear about
scary shit.
You hear about the things that, and there is no, there's no ramifications.
Nope.
And
hey Ward, are your headphones green?
Yes.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
How they disappear
my green
into the screen every once in a while. Yeah.
I just saw this clip. I think it was like yesterday or 2 days ago. It was like one of those TikTok clips, but it was on Instagram. And it was this guy showing this green screen suit that he bought so that he could run past his wife's meetings.
That's awesome.
You just see this face over the glass.
I love it.
Cool.
Well, who was it? Was it
hilarious?
Was it when Peter was here that he?
I had that green, Time Spent Poorly shirt green, I gave him.
Yeah.
And we
was
could
sitting
like
in front of the green screen, and we just had
we floated around. Yeah.
Did you see the one with the Queen of England? She had her regular clothes on, but like the shirt underneath her jacket was green,
mm-hmm.
and the suit was green, and so people just put all kinds of shit on there, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I did see that.
Chroma key.
The internet is savage.
It is. I don't know. Those royals need
to
be taken down a peg or two.
You think you find? Yeah, no shit. You think you find something? It was like the time that Pence had the fly on his head. I was like, oh. Like, I was so excited because I like I thought I've discovered this. Oh. But you never discover anything.
No. Nope.
No.
Because...
And you'll never
know
who
there's 150,000 other people at least discovering it at the same time and better than you are.
Well, before he even finished the coin toss, somebody had made a fucking Twitter account for Joe Namath's coat. It that one Super Bowl when Namath came out and he had that big... fucking bomb ass coat. I don't get jealous of coats very often, man. But man, it's... Joe Namath's coat was awesome. And it had its own Twitter account before the coin toss was over.
You can come up with the most fucking clever one-liner, you know, 140 character tweet. And there's another 5,000, 10,000 people that have all posted the exact same thing. We've got the exact same 24 followers.
Yeah, you're working off the same news.
And
they ran short because there's 8 billion.
There's a lot of people out there. It's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
7 billion people in this country.
There's
this world.
There's no such thing as a unique thought anymore.
You ever go to the worldometer? I love that thing.
The what?
Yeah, there's a thing that keeps track.
It shows you, like, how many people are alive.
Yeah, Huds likes to like walk down depressing avenues every once in a while.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.